you know, during the day, and then he works, you know, from 11 to 7 at the jail at night.
Let's get started. We're with VA. We're 9 minutes late already, so we'll try to work through this as quick as we can. We'll start with revenue.
Oh, please, just keep going, and I'll take care of it.
All right, we'll keep going. Anybody want to make any comments before we get started?
No, it is.
Okay.
Go for it. I want to thank the commission for being here with me today. I've been working on this on this budget for about 18 years, so I think I got it pretty well down to a fine
science. Well,
I want to thank Russ for being here today, too, also from working all last night. So.
Absolutely. Yep. All right, so let's start with the revenues. Talk me through why you're cutting your VA affairs allocation in half.
Okay, let me change all that.
Okay.
As of yesterday, of course, nothing is final until the governor signs it. So we're really guessing here. But from yesterday's meeting, my take is they're gonna cut us $100 per county from last year. So that would bring it to $9,475.
Okay.
So change that from 4,500.
9,475.
Yep. Last year was 9,575, right, Lisa?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so that's my take from yesterday. Of course, nothing has been done yet.
Mm-hmm.
And we usually get that check in August at the auditor's office. So that's my good news there to increase that one.
Good. Any other questions on revenues?
Nope.
All right. Expenditures, we won't talk about anything employee-related unless anybody wants to. So let's slip all the way down. Brett, you got a couple items you want to point out?
Yeah, I want to point out a couple things. One is the overtime pay. I'm not quite sure why that's there.
It's just not matching every budget.
Okay. So that was the only thing I wanted to point out that on that one. Office supplies, we're able to reduce that just looking at the 3-year average. On uniforms, that one was reduced, but I want to point out equipment was moved to line item 444-21. So that's why you see 200 on the uniforms.
Okay.
It used to be uniforms and equipment, so that had been broke out. Education and training, what we have decided to do here was, and we could probably reduce that one a little bit, because kind of the plan is to have Aaron recertify at the state instead of going to the national school. And I just submitted that request to you there, Rick, and I believe that was around $1,500 a piece. So I wanted to reduce that one down to $2,500 because I know there's going to be some increases for the state school as well as national, so we can cut $1,000 right there.
Okay.
The contributions from the government organization, that was a one-time thing. That was when...
Yeah,
that's gone.
So, okay. Food and provisions, I have zero in there. Probably should put at least 50. In that one, we do have a lot of gift cards that we get for donations, so that was my thought there.
And you haven't spent anything this year?
No, because we have all these gift cards that we've got gift cards.
When you say gift cards, where are the gift cards to, Brad?
Well, veterans come in and they need food, so I have gift cards for Hy-Vee, Aldi's, and Fairway.
Okay. They're giving you those gift cards.
So that's why you're not seeing a voucher because.
All right, well, let's just plug 50 in as a placeholder.
Here's a gift card, and
okay.
We have a lot of other ones, too.
I mean, okay, that's...
Yep, glad to have
it.
Yep.
Do we ever acknowledge them? I mean, do we send out a press release every so often or something to say, hey, thank you,
when we receive these gift cards, and they come from several different places, from estates to... organization. So we do a thank you to them when we receive them.
Okay.
But nothing publicly, just a thank you letter from us to them.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I'm hearing food provisions at 50.
Yeah, we can do 50 there. just kind of just in case there's something that we don't have a gift card for. Rent payments, we are down to $315 right now with vouchers that are
probably sitting in your office, Lisa. So thinking I need to change my number there from, say, we better add 2,000 in there to make it 7,500.
So this you're talking about for this year or for next year?
This is for, to re-estimate for this year.
Okay. So make 7,500.
Change that to 7,500 to fix that. I'm just seeing an increase in that.
Okay.
From when, you know, when I actually wrote this up in December, I'm seeing an increase.
Well, we saw a big year back in FY15, and then it kind of leveled back off. So let's plug 7,500 because I think you're tracking towards 7,500. But then let's leave it at 5,500 for next year, and we'll see where we are.
Yep.
Okay.
And then also utilities.
Yep.
About 50 in the red right now. So that I did see that one coming. So I re-estimated at 1,500.
Okay.
You want 1,500 then for fiscal year 19 also?
Well, that's what I was thinking. I'm seeing an increase here, and
we typically never ran out of rent money and utilities.
Well, we spent 1,300 2 years ago, but then it came back down to 271 the year after. I kind of like 1,000 just as a placeholder, and then we'll come back next year, and if we need to make an adjustment based on the reality, we'll make an adjustment.
Okay.
Yeah. That sounds good. I just wanted to, yeah. And part of this was, the water bill that those folks had that kind of did that one. But and then the other one, I went and counted up what I have in stock for grave markers and thinking about what I need to order. I could reduce that one by about $300.
So from $2,500 to
$2,200? Yep. Okay. Yep. From what I have on stock and what I think I'm going to need
for next year.
For next year. And that's kind of a May thing. Ames will come in and need, they'll get all their markers for the whole last year when all the other communities do them as they bury them, kind of thing. So.
And the $5,000 for funeral services, we haven't spent any yet this year, but that's what? That's almost a $1,900 bill every time we do one, which is why, and we're just going to do whatever we need to do, but that's why we plug $5,000 in there.
Yeah.
Okay. It reverses the same rate as Genesis.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which one always?
We try to marry those two figures up just so that the funeral home director is getting the same check, whether they're a veteran or not a veteran. So, so I believe that was a 2%, if that was okay with community.
Yeah, the only one I want to go back and talk about that we didn't talk about is vehicle fuels and maintenance.
Okay.
So if you don't have a vehicle, so you're just using the one we have, you're at 319 so far this year, 50% of the way through the year. You spent 552 last year, 707 the year before that, 856 the year before that. Some reason that you can think of that you're thinking of going up over 1,000 this year?
Well, Aaron and I together used a vehicle 64% of the time.
Right.
So with everyone else in community service, her and I are putting more miles on these two vehicles than everybody else put together.
Right.
So our average is 64% of that cost.
That one of those things now? So we talked through, and maybe we should go back and look at your cost of the copies and your cost of postage, because as I understand it, they're reworking the way they're going to divide all that out, and we're finding that mental health, like for the copy, your mental health is used. You had been paying a third of the cost of the copy or a third of the cost of the post machine, and as I understand it, you're going way down there. Are you telling me that the same thing is true for the vehicle and now you're going to go up?
Vehicle's going to go up. I'm still going to be at a third for the copy machine. Carl and I talked this morning,
Okay. And
so it's going to be GA, VA, and mental health. So
for third.
A third on the copy.
No, she told us yesterday.
That was
that
quotation.
One.
I think that quotation name.
She said the same thing for copier.
Okay.
Without postage, you'll be whatever VA uses. Okay. I mean, that code's putting in there.
But I think what his point is on the vehicles is that he is using the vehicle 69% of the time.
So you're going
to start paying. So I'm going to be paying more.
No, this is the way it is. Okay. It's whoever's using it the most is who pays more.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any other marketing? Are you?
Oh, the other one.
You have to amend the budget for marketing because you're already way over.
Yeah, marketing. We put on there an increase
from 5,000 to 7,000, or from 5,000 to 7,000 for next year, and we're using a little bit more this year too.
Is that because of the Vietnam books? Or?
That's where the money came from. We really didn't. We sent 1,000.
Right, I understand that.
$1,230. And that came out of marketing.
Okay.
And we didn't budget for that because we didn't know that was going to happen.
Right.
Okay. What we sent in for that. But we're kind of increasing our numbers, which is good, in our outreach programs. Our supermarket we broke records out of however many years, 15 years or so, with 172 folks there. And then we're wanting to do more outreach, not necessarily for that same group, for a younger group. So we're the commission and myself, we're thinking of another outreach program we could do next year that maybe bring in a younger population. We're now on Instagram now, and so we're trying to go where they're at.
Uh-huh.
Right, Amy? That was, yeah, Amy's telling me that's where they're at. So
if you have Instagram, then you should follow us. We're Story County, Iowa, VA, which at our next meeting I'm going to propose we change that name, but for now that's what we are. So check us out.
And I hear that there's very specific rules about how you can take pictures from straight on.
There are rules. They have to look really fancy.
Yeah, there's.
They can't have a lot of words because people don't want to read.
Yeah.
All right. So, what's going to be anything else we need to talk about?
On the supermarket that day, you had stuffed the most. And what strikes me as not having gone to it before is the fact that's really not a handicapped accessible facility.
Correct. They have a handicap accessible
it is.
Coming from the bar down.
Much of these veterans come in being reversely hoisted down those steps.
Yeah. There is another way into that hall.
Okay, well, I didn't see that happen, but I mean, at the time.
Had they requested that we send around that?
Yeah, there's a wheelchair ramp on the south side of the room. They just
did not.
We had almost more people than what we could handle.
I was thinking the capacity
as well.
Yeah, I mean, I needed every commissioner there, and I probably needed to call up all the past commissioners, see if they could come by and help. But
it was that day.
We were pretty much over. Yeah, we were kind of surprised with our turnout, but I don't know why we would be surprised because we had all those agencies there and we advertised like crazy, and so yeah.
Okay. What do you think might be the future on that? Extending the hours on it, or going to a second location,
I don't know. Right now, we're planning our May event at the same location. The location, I guess we moved it around the county, and then once we went there, we got a huge turnout. So we hit it at the right time. We hit the right location. Being on the north edge of Ames, we're picking up Story City, and all that. I suppose this side of the county, and we've done it in Ames before at Gates Hall.
I just wondered how it wasn't like it.
We like the location though. If it comes to the point where we run out of room, Then we probably are going to have to work.
Biggest complaint that they have is the parking is not available.
It does get pretty dicey.
Yeah.
And most of your attendance is in the morning?
Correct. After lunch, it really dies out pretty fast.
And that's the norm, but this, as you can see, Martin, when you
were there,
it went all day.
And it really, did it taper? Yeah, but it was pretty surprising.
Because you thought, after you're doing the hit count, because historically you said, it's going to drop off now. Really kind of didn't.
Yeah. And this one here was 9 to 9 to 3. Mm-hmm. So 6 hours.
Was
of chaos. I mean, you know, just a lot of things happened.
That was clearly, you know.
Yeah, when we had to stand up to give them the books, I about got trampled.
That took longer than I thought, but then they know there's somebody. Look at when the Vietnam veterans stood up. It was just like that two-thirds of a room. I mean, I'm sitting there opening boxes so you guys can hand them out, and it's just like, who knew?
Yeah, so we're sitting there, we're thinking maybe like 15 or 20 will come up to the front of the room.
And so when we asked for Vietnam veterans, like 70 stood up. So,
but you had, what got me was, and you pointed out too, because I wouldn't have known, you said you had out-of-county veterans were attending this. I mean, are you having conversations with your peers in other counties so that on a hosting basis, maybe we, because we've shown success, I don't know if they're doing anything in regards to their veterans, but since we are doing so well, doing the alliance.
I invite the surrounding counties just so they can see what we're doing.
Right.
And also for that reason to maybe help out. Boone County does the supermarket like what we do, but they do theirs every 2 years.
Okay.
That's just the model that they chose to just not to do it annually.
Okay.
I don't believe Marshalltown's doing one or the other county.
There's people there from Polk County, Hamilton County, Hardin County, Boone County.
Yeah. Yes.
So we don't turn them back because of that, but we bring them in, get them going, but then, okay, if you're going to do a claim, we want you to go back to your county to submit that claim because there might be other benefits you're eligible for in that county.
Right.
I have no idea what these other counties have for county benefits. So.
Okay.
And I get that in the office. I mean, I had a veteran that went by two county VSOs on the way to Ames, you know, because he came from Carroll, Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
And so just, okay, since you drove this far, sit down, here's what you need to do. But now when you take all these forms and all these documents back, I want you to go. He didn't even know there was a county VSO in Carroll, Iowa. So
I think Story County is pretty fortunate to have Brett, because I've heard from veterans in other counties who are coming here specifically because they know that we're active and Brett is very active.
You saw it last November, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Yeah. Anything else on our VA budget that we need to talk about?
Nothing.
You guys are doing a great job. Thank you so much. Tell Terry how he's feeling about it.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for us.
Thank you.
I got nothing. You guys doing that?